Very much. Yeah, I think the last comments were linked to hate speech and also to what extent this could be tackled by on the level of the EU, I think, and the member states. So just to maybe to remind that illegal hate speech is defined in EU law under the framework decision. Apologies, under the framework decision on combating certain forms and expressions of racism and xenophobia by means of criminal law, as the public incitement to violence or hatred directed to groups or individuals, and on the basis of certain characteristics, including race, color, religion, descent, and national or ethnic origin. So all EU officials are bound, as are all citizens, to the framework decision on combating racism, which, as I said, covers incitement and hatred. So other steps that the European Union is taking is, of course, the code of conduct on countering illegal hate speech online, which the European Commission launched in May 2016, together with four major IT companies like Facebook, Microsoft, Twitter, and YouTube, in an effort to respond to the proliferation of racist and xenophobic hate speech online. What is in development now, of course, the Digital Service Act is being finalized now, but since it is still in finalization, I also cannot comment on this, but I'm aware that online content and the removal of online content and the links to hate speech and is going to be part of that act as well. What I could just repeat once again, all the work that also the agency is doing is covering all the different grounds of discrimination and racism, including ethnic or racial origin. And it is not separating among different groups of ethnic or immigrant background, including minorities, ethnic minorities that have a different language. So also the survey, EU-MIDAS-2 survey that I cited here with regard to people of African descent has also covered, for example, the Russian minorities in the Baltic states, looking at their situation and their level of experiences that they make, as it was done in the EU-MIDAS-1 survey. So I want to say that, just to reiterate, that any forms of racism, including anti-Black racism, but also anti-Gypsyism or anti-Muslim hatred, anti-Semitism, anti-Asian racism, have to be tackled in the same way. And there is no ranking kind of among or between groups when we tackle that issue. So it's important to keep that in mind. Yeah, thank you.